going back, 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 back. When my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree. All life on fertile ground. My ancestor put me on game. Long time on gold chains. With my old shoon energy. Drip all on me. Uncle that she keep free. Hold up, don't ask. Not chopper instant, yeah, pure ice, 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 bust down, bloody, 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 on my wrist out.
Is out there. I'm your host, Truthy Woodring. I'm here in body. My brain is probably somewhere out there in the heat on the asphalt today. I think it was kind of fried. It was really hot today. I was riding around for a long time. I don't know, 7 hours or so. And it was funny. I was going up this hill with a full load of trash, picking up trash for pedal people. And I was going up this hill, the one by Child's Park by the YMCA. And I was just like, complain, everything's hard, wah. And then the moment I crested the hill, wow, life got better so fast. today's show, I'm going to play a bunch of music. I was up late last night listening to music, trying to make sure it didn't have any cuss words. That's why I had to silent out a little bit of that Beyonce's Black Parade. There were a couple cuss words in there. But one thing I have to read before I go back to the music is, so this is something that my dad wrote, Jim Woodring. He lives in eastern Kentucky, Bell County, Kentucky, where I grew up. And he writes an article for the local paper in Pineville, Kentucky. And this is his weekly article. I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and he sort of mentioned this, and then he wrote it up. It's called Welcome Home, Soldier. In 1954, after a boat trip across the Pacific and a night flight across the country, we woke up in Fort Meade, Maryland. I had been 16 months in Korea, and it was good to be home. We had been in the processing center for 2 days awaiting assignment when they emptied our barracks and marched us down to the base theater. Civil disobedience and riots in Baltimore for the past week had led the mayor to call a state of emergency and consider calling federal troops in to help. Federal troops, that was us. We got lectures and films on riot control and crowd management. They issued gas masks, helmets, and vests. If we had to go, they would supply M1 rifles and live ammo. In 3 hours, we became riot control experts. I was completely confused and conflicted. In Korea, I was on the train going north to the combat lines when the truce was signed. We kept going, and I ended up as far north as we could go to the newly established demilitarized zone. We were isolated on a high cliff in a forward observation post armed with a spotter scope and binoculars. A jeep came daily from headquarters, 5 miles to the rear, with food and supplies. I spent 9 months in that bunker. The six of us rotated duty 24/7. Once every 2 weeks, it came my turn to ride the food jeep back for a hot shower and a change of clothes. After the 9 months, the Army decided we were worthless and pulled us off the hill. Back at headquarters, the boredom continued. I got assigned to an honor guard. We conducted the morning and evening flag ceremonies. We carried red, white, and blue wooden rifles. I learned to play many different card games, especially Bidwist. Now back at Fort Meade in the United States, I'm now being issued combat gear. I had neither seen nor used any of that stuff since basic. Other than the wooden showpieces, I had never touched a gun since basic, let alone fired one. Now, says the instructor, I might be expected to use one after dark in the turmoil of a riot. As most veterans know, that's standard military logic. But that's not what bothered me the most. On the DMZ, I knew who was the enemy. If they reopened the hostilities, shooting would happen. It was simple. In war, you shoot the enemy. Now I faced the possibility of shooting fellow Americans on the streets of an American city. It was hardly a happy homecoming to get back from war and find it still raging. Fortunately, the violence of the demonstrations eased off and we were not called to go. But sometimes I wonder, what if we had gone to the streets and I was ordered to shoot? Would I have? Thankfully, I never had to make that choice. But a guardsman in Louisville did a few weeks ago. He returned fire and a demonstrator died. It could have been me with my M1 rifle. All right, that is from my dad, Jim Woodring. The specifics of the case in Louisville that he's referring to, I'm not sure exactly what, who's saying what about what happened there, but anyway. Yeah, can you imagine coming home from war, being asked to shoot your fellow Americans? All right, well, here is more music as promised.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Glory,
heavens. No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh. We'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be.
And welcome back to Out There. That was John Legend featuring Common. I was remembering something I wanted to talk about. So today is Tuesday, June 23rd. Really? Yeah, it was, because Friday was 19th, June 19th, Juneteenth. And so the last time I did a show would have been Tuesday the 16th. And then on Wednesday the 17th, that evening, there was a really awesome rally event in downtown Northampton calling for a defunding of the Northampton police, specifically like to reduce the police budget by 50%. And to give some of the logic of that in a few sentences, to quote Deanna Sierra, one of the organizers of the action, "We're at peak levels of suffering in this country. Black and brown people are tired of seeing their loved ones murdered with impunity. We need police funding reallocated to essential services like healthcare and education." So all this stuff about the police budget and the whole city budget has been going on in city council very intensely for the month of June. I guess the new budget starts 1st of July, so they've been trying to do these things. But the action last Wednesday, there were a few hundred people that gathered in Pulaski Park, and then we marched around town, did a tour of the through by the police station down Center Street and back to the park. And then, this is like 8 o'clock at night by now, then we went to different city councilors' houses. We just filled State Street and went down to Gina Louise Ciara's house and Bill Dwight's house, hoping to talk with them. Bill Dwight came out and talked to us. But we had pots and pans and drums and accordions and chanting. And all the traffic control was done by the organizers. So people on bikes would go ahead or go behind and direct motorists, say, hey, you have to turn around here because the street's blocked up ahead. And then we had some cars. Like, there was this one van. It was this white and blue van with New Hampshire plates with a cloth, black and white, Black Lives Matter sign out of the back. And it was just like, I felt like that van, every time I would see that van towards the end of the march, making sure no motorists ran into us, it sort of felt like our protector. It was like 9:30 at night by the time we went down to the mayor's house. But to be able to walk in the middle of South Street, just surrounded by a couple hundred people, just calling for to redistribute resources so that people who need things to stay alive and healthy get them. It was pretty exciting. I had a pot and a wooden spoon that I had found in a free pile that went bang, 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 making a big ruckus. And then all along the way, because it was such a local march, people would sort of dart off from the crowd and go into their houses and come back out with another pot or pan or some noisemaker. And then also along the way, people would come out of their houses and or lean out of their windows holding their Black Lives Matter signs and stuff like that. That was Wednesday, because the city council the city council meeting was Thursday. But before the Thursday evening city council meeting, there was another caravan of people that went around town to the farther-flung city councilors' houses, including my housemate, Alex Jarrett. Unfortunately, I missed it. I wasn't home. But they came to visit him and asked him if he was going to defund the police and if he would cut the department's budget in half. And he said, not now. And they said, when? And then Thursday evening, there was, again, three hours of public comment. Mostly people just calling to cut the budget. Reallocate resources. I was thinking how other jobs in the city, other parts of the budget are getting cut. But there was no proposed cuts for the police department. All jobs matter, something like that, I was thinking. Anyway, so at the city council meeting Thursday night, unfortunately I missed it because I just was not feeling well. But I heard that they decided to reduce the budget by 10%. I'm hoping to get an interview with Alex Jarrett, but it's been really exhausting. And now the police union is saying that they filed a complaint saying that there was some, there'll be more on that later. I'm not sure how much I'm authorized to say at this time. Alex said it was public information, but now, next, of course, is another song.
Look, Black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. Working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than, cause you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees, cause they teach you about famine and greed. Show you pictures of our fam on their knees, tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by the children, feeling sick so quick, this could have happened to me. Mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece. Listen, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Kid dies, the blacker the killer, the sweeter the news. And if he's white, you give him a chance, he's ill and confused. If he's black, he's probably armed, you see him and shoot. Look, black is growing up around a barbershop. Mummy says stay away from trouble, you're in yard a lot. Studying for ages, appreciating the chance you got, cause black is in your blood and you ain't even got the heart to stop. Black is stepping in for your brothers because your father's gone. Standing by your children when you haven't proven karma wrong. Black is doing all of the above, then going corner shop, trying to help a lady cross the road to have her walking off. Black is growing up around your family and making it, being forced to leave the place you love because there's hate in it. People say you're faking it, never stay for changing it, but black is being jealous. You'd be dead if you had stayed in it. Black is struggling to find your history and tracing it. You don't know the truth about your race cause they're erasing it. Black has got a really sour flavour, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it. Look, black isn't a single colour, man, there's shades to it. Her hair's straight and thick, but mine's got waves in it. Black is not divisive, they've been lying and I'm hating it. Black has never been a competition, we're all making it. Black is deadly. Black is when you're freezing in your home and you can't get sleep, but never feeling empty, cause you got 20 cousins in your country living stress-free, walking for their water daughter wrapped inside a bedsheet. Black is distant, it's representing countries that never even existed while your grandmother was living. Black is my Ghanaian brother, reading into scriptures, doing research on his lineage, finding out that he's Egyptian. Black is people naming your countries and what they trade most, Coast of Ivory, Gold Coast and the Grain Coast. But most importantly, to show how deep all of this pain goes, West Africa, Benin, they call the Slave Coast. Black is so confusing, cause the culture, they're in love with it. Take our features when they want and have their fun with it. Never seem to help with all the things we know will come with it. Loud in our laughter, silent in our suffering. Black is being strong inside the face of defeat. Poverty made me a beast, I battled the law in the streets. We all struggle, but your struggle ain't a struggle like me. Well, how could it be when your people gave us the odds that we beat? I mean, bloody hell, what about our brothers that are stuck in jail, that couldn't bust the bell, they held a burden, got to live with it. Black is being guilty until proven that you're innocent. Black is saying free all of my people stuck inside them prison cells. Think it's funny we ain't got nothing to say to them. Unconditional love is strange to them, it's amazing. Black has really got the sweetest flavour, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it. It is racist, whether or not it feels racist. The truth is our prime ministers are real racist. They say you should be grateful we're the least racist. I say the least racist is still racist. And if somebody hasn't said it, equality's a right, it doesn't deserve credit. Now if you don't wanna get it, then you're never gonna get how the news treats Kate versus how they treated Meghan. Rest in peace Jack Merritt, you're my brother in arms. There's tears in our eyes and love in our hearts. We never had the same background, culture, colour or past, but you devoted your life to giving others a chance. And for that, I'm so taken aback, because he gave us all a voice, I have to say it for Jack. As a young black man that's seen paper and crack, giving tougher sentences, it's just paper and cracks. All he would want is unity, funding for communities, equal opportunities, people under scrutiny, no more immunity, way less hatred, more conservation, less deforestation, we want rehabilitation. Now that would be amazing, but Grenfell victims still need accommodation, and we still need support for the Windrush generation, reparations for the time our people spent on plantations. I'm done.
That was Dave live at the Brits.
My Lord, I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced today has any grace. Now I know that life was meant to be high, and that's how I learned to appreciate my God. Though my courage may be tried, I can tell you I won't hide, because the footprints show you are by my side. You can lie to a child with a smiling face, tell me that color ain't about a race. You can cast the first stone, you can break my bones, but you're never gonna break, you're never gonna break.
They childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language, stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp from cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow, made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slaves to the blocks, on and we spray shots, leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot, we kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop.
and a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are to help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, Black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where he come from. And where he come from.
We are rewriting the Black American story. We are rewriting the Black American story.
Stand majestic with the black king. Today I'll sing you a black song. You need to hear about beautiful black things. Cause most time we hear about black, we hear about black magic and black witches. Blacklist, black book, black market, black Friday, you spend off your black riches. I've never seen a doctor in black, nor seen a black pill to cure no black people. But I've seen bush doctors like Tosh and Molly resurrect like a real black beetle. Malcolm, Marcus, Martin. When you see Walter Rodney, ask him, how you know hear about how we're laughing? So when the little offspring ask him, tell them,
they never told us that black is beautiful. They never told us black is beauty. They never told us that black is beautiful. They never told us. They never told us that black is beautiful.
Behave and I go on like you never spend 500 years on a farm. The same chain you are wearing, I go on is another black life in Sierra Leone. Boy, them find out Mama Earth got golden. Them mind out Mama Earth black soul then. You work hard just forget a black yard. Same yard where you swipe by back your black golden. Well, I see no faces long. But this is not a racist song. This is a song for the children who was never told about where the race is from. They never hear it in them favorite songs. Everybody calm and say slavery's done. What I got one when the babies come. I start read about things like Dogon's Black Kemet and Kush. Black kings, black senate and books. We teach about pyramids and put real significance to we physical looks. So every word when we sing black, in my world everything black. Black, white, white, black, right back. So don't be surprised if me say me king black. Cause they never told us that black is beautiful. They never told us black is beauty. They never told us that black is beautiful. They never told us.
They never told us that black is beautiful.
Oh no. Preacher is preaching, good God, the things that he preaches.
I wonder who taught him to preach. Teacher is teaching. Where did he get his degree? Now it is no mystery. Who taught us black history? Jesus.
You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. I am live in the studio, but very tired, so I'm playing a bunch of music. That was Chronics, and before that was Rewriting the Black American Story with Stevie Wonder. And before that, Aretha Franklin. This is Lauryn Hill.
Grace founded on two-thirds a person. Rapings and beatings and suffering and worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial, squeezed economics, subsistence survival, deafening silence and social control. Black rage is founded on wounds in the soul. When the dogs bite, when the bees sting, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember these kinds of things, and then I don't fear so bad. Black rage is founded, fed us self-hatred, lies and abuse, while we waited and waited, spiritual treason, this grid and its cages. Black rage is founded on these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on training and training, finding your freedom. Stop your complaining, poisoning your water while they say it's raining. Don't be mad for complaining, complaining.
Electric Avenue. And then they'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart, I abhor ya. Can't get food for that kid. Good God, we gonna run down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh no!
In our time, everybody's fighting, change coming, yes, that's why it's an acronym for riot. Everybody has a voice, don't you dare stay silent. If you say nothing, you are an accessory to violence. Let these words fight the tears of our people that are crying. We can bring back hope, but not the people that are dying. It's what happens when the people you've oppressed ask for change in the country that they built, but you've ignored and denied. This is Sandra Bland, George Floyd, and every single family. Police brutality is intervened in and destroyed. A couple bad cops can't define all you other boys, so every good cop needs to stand up and make some noise. White, Asian, doesn't matter cause we can't avoid. So let's all come together, join hands, and just get annoyed at people who believe racism makes sense in a country built on minorities, slave work, employees. Nobody's born racist, man, it's something you learn deep rooted in your brain from the day of your birth. I think it's time that we repair all of these bridges we burned and let love out of our hearts onto the cheeks we've turned. Spread love, show love, let's get rid of this curse. Don't wait for anyone to act, man, you go first. 400 years wasted, let's get rid of this hurt, cause that's the only way we'll ever see peace on earth.
I can't breathe.
That was Dax, D-A-X, with Black Lives Matter. Before that, we had Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, Lauryn Hill with Black Rage, and Chronix with Black is Beautiful. Thanks for listening to Out There today. I'm just playing some songs today because I'm tired.
Protesters and mourners gathered in large numbers all across the United States,
demanding justice after the death of George Floyd.
Coast to coast, really, we are seeing some of the largest demonstrations we've seen yet against racial injustice and police brutality.
Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people in. You're no better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we could speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the streets? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? How do you walk with your head? Can you even look me in the eye and tell me why?
Protests at times of violence have broken out across the country.
Officers beating protesters, hitting them with batons, throwing people to the ground, striking again people who appear to be unarmed.
Dear Mr. President, are you a lonely boy? Are you a spoiled boy?
Are you a spoiled boy?
How can you say that no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. You sent our parents to different places, then left them sitting in your cages. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? What kind of man thinks a marriage isn't right if you are gay? I can only imagine what the first lady has to say. Does she only talk when she copies it all? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye?
I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter. And so I hope that you also feel hopeful, even as you may feel angry.
Dear Mr. President, you never take a walk with me.
her from afar. She just does shine like a morning light. I can see very clear. She just does shine in a broad daylight. And she was walking, and I was watching every step and the move she was making. She is adoring, I am admiring her hips and her curves. Beauty is a natural thing, original thing, and a mysterious thing. Raise up my voice and sing, I thank the Lord for a beauty queen. Cause your black is beautiful,
beauty from my bones.
Baby, your black is beautiful, baby, more
beauty in your eyes.
And your black is beautiful. Black is natural, black is original. Oh, 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 yo, 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 my mama. Che, che, che. She is black, she is proud and she knows it. She is cool and everybody likes it. She is bold and she's very, very humble. She is strong and can never, never fumble. She is courageous, a Sagittarius. The kind of woman I can take so serious. She's got the fire in her eyes that when you look at her, you will realize. Beauty is a natural thing, original thing and a mysterious thing. Raise up my voice and sing, I thank the Lord for a beauty queen. Cause your black is beautiful. Baby, your black is beautiful. Baby, more than you know. And your black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. And your black is natural. Black is original.
Black is original.
You're listening to Out There, the music edition. I'm too tired to think straight edition because it's too hot and I don't know what, my brain's fried. So that was Flavor. Before that was Kiana Lede with Dear Mr. President. Stay tuned for Madness Radio coming up at 4. And Out There airs every Tuesday from 3 until 4. So I'll be back next week. I hope to have an interview with Alex Jarrett, Ward 5 City Councilor, for next week. And coming up this Saturday and every Saturday. You want to learn to fix your bike? How to keep it tuned up so it's there for you when you need it? Or maybe you know already, but you just need to borrow a bike-specific tool that you don't have. Well, come to the Bike Lab.
Almost every Saturday since 2004, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., here in Northampton at 12 Northern Avenue.
Come with your bike or your questions.
And your willing attitude.
Spare parts scavenger hunt every weekend.
Vengan al Bike Lab de Northampton, el taller de bicicleta. Aprende a arreglar tu bicicleta y a divertirte.
All repairs guaranteed to the end of the driveway.
Details are online at pedalpeople.coop. That's the Saturday Bike Lab at 12 Northern Avenue, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They say freedom isn't free, but at the Bike Lab it is.
Ya súbase a la bici, compa.
Empecé a la de montaña, la bici urbana, la bici cross. Lléguele a la bicicleta, ya de menos a la eléctrica o a la estática, ya no hay tos. Llegaré pedaleando en el viaje de allá pa' acá.